You want things to happen so fast, but it depends on what your goals are. And for me, I want ours to be around for years where it's authentic community with real wedding professionals, trusted wedding professionals, and real engaged couples that need a place to go for resources, inspiration, and maybe connection.
Hey there, podcast friends. Welcome back to another episode. I'm super excited to have Christina Stubblefield in the studio today on the podcast to talk to you a little bit about The Ring, The Bling, and All the Things, which is a platform for engaged couples and wedding professionals, helping to educate both sides on all things. Well, the ring, the bling, and all the things, right? It's a really interesting concept, and they are all over the place. So Christina has a podcast, she has a Facebook group, she's on Instagram, and there's so many different ways that you can connect with her. But her story is really interesting about how she built this platform and ultimately how she is putting community over competition, and she's actually doing it. And so I love listening to Christina talk about how she created this platform, where she plans to take it, and everything in between. So I know that you are going to enjoy this episode with Christina Stubblefield. Hey, hey, you guys, today I have Christina Stubblefield in the studio. Christina, thank you so much for being here.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Of course, Christina, we have gotten to chat before the show. I feel like I know you like a sister already because this is, you know, you're just so warm and welcoming. So I think our guests are really going to resonate with all you have to share today. So thanks.
Now, don't set the bar too high for me. I'll try to deliver.
I'm positive that you will. So Christina, tell our listeners a little bit about who you are.
So I'm a business strategist. And what does that mean? My background is I've been in the marketing and business industry for well over 20 years. And I do have an IT background as well as marketing. And I love bringing all of my experience, education together to help wedding professionals and some other businesses along the way with their business, whether it has to do with systems, processes, or marketing.
So good. Yeah. And it's, I love that you were like, what is a business strategist? Because it's a great title, right? And then people are like, but what do you actually do? I don't understand.
How long do you have?
That's right. Exactly. So Christina, we connected really through Ring the Bling and All the Things, right? Which is your online presence, I guess I would call it, because you have so many different really communication avenues for Ring the Bling. So can you tell us a little bit about what it is? And then we're going to back up a little bit, why you created it, what its purpose is.
Yes, absolutely. So the Ring the Bling and All the Things started out as a podcast. Originally on Wedding Wednesday is what we called it. We put out episodes that were geared towards engaged couples, their parents, possibly even wedding party, with tips and information from engagement into married life. And how this has kind of come a little bit more full circle is with my background, I also knew that I wanted to do a podcast for marketing. And I originally did a separate podcast geared towards wedding professionals with marketing tips and information, but I brought it together back under the Ring the Bling and All the Things and did it on Mondays. So now it's the same podcast. Mondays are for wedding professionals and Wednesdays are for engaged couples or their family. And then we also do some spotlight Saturdays. And then we have now launched an online wedding community platform. And it is all about education, connection for engaged couples, but also wedding professionals. And I'm really excited. It is all about community over competition. And it is a place where engaged couples and wedding professionals can connect, do business. But then there's also a whole part of it specifically for business owners.
It's so interesting to me, Christina, because, you know, so few platforms exist to serve business owners and engaged couples at the same time, right? So what made you kind of start this whole platform? What made you think, okay, this is a needed thing in the wedding industry?
Well, I have been involved in the wedding industry all the way back to the early 2000s. And I was once a wedding professional and I ran a DJ business, and I wasn't the actual DJ, but I did take care of the business side of things, the itineraries, the bookings, and I got introduced to several professionals over many years. And with my background, I had done websites all the way back to the AOL community. And I was very surprised at the time how many people didn't have websites or brochures, rack cards. And when wedding shows were a very big thing back then because there wasn't social media. Mm-hmm. And those connections, I still have those connections to this day. And again, we're back to relationships, honestly, is how important those are. And I'm proud to say that somebody I started working with in 2004, I still work with today. And the takeaway from that is over these years, I've listened. I've heard the pain points. I've heard the engaged couples talk about different things, where to go for true wedding professionals or trusted wedding professionals. And there's so many great wedding professionals out there that you just may not know about. And there's so much for engaged couples. Some of them have not been through this before. It's not like they do this every weekend with getting married. Mm-hmm. And I just kept mental notes. I started a notebook, writing notes down. And I just knew with my background, with IT and marketing, I've always wanted to bring my entire skill set along with my teams together. And this just seemed the right thing to do.
It's so good. It's such an interesting concept because honestly, as I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, I don't know that there's a whole lot of online platforms that bring the two together into one community, which is so interesting to me. And I absolutely love the concept. And we talked a lot about community over competition and how important that is. With the way that you're bringing this platform together, can you tell us a little bit about how you've really had to like model that philosophy?
Absolutely. If you pay attention to me on social media, you will see that I'm really branching out and focusing on collaborations and connections and sharing other people's information, because I think sometimes it takes people seeing you lead by example. And if they see me doing collaborations with someone like you or other people that are coaches, consultants, speakers, whatever title, other strategists, you will find, even though you may have a perception that we do the same thing, we don't. Mm-hmm. And even if we did the same thing, somebody that may work with me might not necessarily be the best fit for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that also goes for wedding vendors. Not every vendor is going to be your cup of tea. We could talk about this all for days. Your wedding professionals, they are going to work with you for a long time. Those relationships, you clicking, it's really important. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for coaches, for strategists in your business. Clicking and working together is really important. And I just decided that there's sometimes people think, well, if we're in the same industry, we can't work together. No, I'm looking for my own clients. There's so many more opportunities out there, and you're stronger together than you are individually. Don't limit yourself.
Yep. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. It's so true. And, you know, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I had a short really about this topic back in the spring that was really kind of talking about, we all say community over competition, but it's when you put it into practice that it matters. And it knowing that there is enough business to go around and that really the benefits far outweigh the drawbacks from doing collaborations with people who have a similar audience to you. And so some of my best friends in the industry literally teach the exact same thing I do, but that's what makes us connect a lot of times too. So I love that you're doing this on your platform. It's so good. And you know, it's interesting too, because so you had this idea, Christina, to create this community. And I mean, it's got to have been a little difficult, right? Like, what are some of the things that you've found to be challenges you've had to overcome in creating this whole new idea from scratch?
Technology is a wonderful thing. Figuring out how you want to utilize it.
Yeah.
How does that big picture look? And when you're doing something like this, you really have to look long term. You know, if nothing stood in your way, what would you want to have? What would you want to build? If money, time, all those things were not an issue, what would you want that end result to be? Then you have to figure out, how do you backtrack to make up phases? Because you have to start somewhere. But like many things, there's a time and a place, and it's really important to be strategic about how you do that. And the biggest thing for me is the traffic, because we all want more traffic. We want more followers. We want more listeners on our podcast. We want more subscribers. That, to me, I say that word as traffic. A lot of people build it and they will come. It does not really work with something like this. Mm-hmm. You can spend many, many, many thousands of dollars running ads and doing that. But for us, it was more about organic, authentic, not be fly-by-night traffic, guest. We were really after building this for the long term. We constantly put out content and ultimately could lead into the platform. And honestly, that's where the podcast came in. Podcasts are a great tool. Being guest on podcast, even if you don't want to have your own podcast, there's so much power in being a guest on podcast. So that was really part of our runway strategy. Now, I'm not going to say we're there, just that we were authentic people with a real mission, that we were compassionate, and to help people realize we really do want to help people. We are in this for the long haul. Things don't happen overnight. Marketing efforts don't happen overnight. And I think that's probably the biggest takeaway and maybe one of the biggest hurdles is you want things to happen so fast, but it depends on what your goals are. And for me, I want ours to be around for years where it's authentic community with real wedding professionals, trusted wedding professionals, and real engaged couples that need a place to go for resources, inspiration, and maybe connection.
Yeah. I mean, this is so good listening to Christina. You can tell that you have a marketing background. And, you know, patience is something that is really, really challenging, especially in this day and age when, you know, you can order something from Amazon and it can be on your doorstep in 2 hours. It is, you know, it's really difficult. And I can tell you from somebody who, you know, my Instagram was zero in November of 2019. And, you know, now as of the time of this recording, we're around 3,600. And honestly, that was a slow burn. And even now I'm like, oh, I want it to be bigger. I want it to be bigger. But then you think, but why? Like, I have such an engaged audience that I adore. I love being able to connect with my people through Instagram DMs and stories. And so when I really step back and think, no, like, this has been a lot to accomplish. I remember when I got excited about 1,000 followers, right? And now I'm like, but why isn't it 10,000? Why isn't it 15,000? So I think it's really important what you just said about the patience of building that audience, building the know, like, and trust factor, because as you turn on more things, they're going to be waiting, you know, excitedly to be part of that new thing. And so I think that's a really important nugget to take away from this, is that if you are either new to starting your business, or if you're creating a new branch of your business, you know, if you're a DJ, you're creating a photo booth company, or if you're a planner and you're now going to become a coach, or you're going to offer rentals or whatever it is, those things are going to take patience. patience and just every day taking another step and being consistent, right? I think consistency is something that I preach, obviously, all the time. And you said too, Christina, before the show started, you were saying, I used to tell people this all the time, but it was almost hard to take your own advice, right?
Absolutely. That's a tough pill to swallow. You can tell everybody else, this is what you should do. This is what gets results. And when you have case studies and you have actual hard numbers that show you should do video with your marketing, and here's why. I've always been a numbers person. Like, if I'm going to share with someone, you really need to take time or you really need to spend money on this, I like to be able to say, and here's why. Mm-hmm. These numbers don't lie. This, if you're going to spend time or money on something, you know, just like utilizing video over regular posts on social media, some people don't want to embrace video. And when you look at the results and how much more traction, whatever that is for you, engagements, likes, shares, whatever it is, happens with video, it's your time, it's your money that you could be spending. And I could easily sit down with a person and even help them do it in their business and come in, I'll help you with your videos. I'll coach you through it. Don't worry, you're not comfortable on video. I'll work with you. I'm very fortunate that I've gotten to work with some great people that now they don't come to me for their videos. They feel comfortable doing it themselves. And that makes me so proud and so happy that I was able to just help them with that step because it's going to continue to help them in their business. But when you turn the, it's almost like turning the light on yourself. Mm-hmm. Consistency was a very hard thing for me. Showing up on social media was a very hard thing for my personal brand because I was busy and customers came first. Mm-hmm. And now that I've kind of shifted that focus, and yes, our customers are still very important, but batching is a powerful tool. I'm pretty positive you've talked about this many, many times.
Once or twice.
Yes, just once or twice. Batching is a powerful tool, but it takes focus. It is being patient because you may batch 8 or 10 things, but you're not going to put them out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And again, we're back to the patience thing. And it has really been something I've needed to work on myself. I've needed to overcome. And I think your listeners can take away from that. We are human. We may be strategists or coaches, but we are also human. Mm-hmm. Life also happens to us. And you're right, taking your own advice can be a big step. You know, and for me, something I've been going through in my own business is being able to see in the future, being able to work on the future, being able to plan things out because we're so busy day to day. But it's been my own things that I've needed to work on. I'm fortunate to have a team. But if you don't delegate and you don't let go, your team can only do so much. And it comes back to taking my own advice, mm-hmm. implementing my own strategies. And I think when you share that with your audience mm-hmm. and you're real and you're honest, people, you're relatable. Everything's not perfect. There is a process, and there are times that it's hard to keep up with that process, or it's hard to take the time to nail down that process to follow. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that I've noticed the biggest benefit. It's made me feel better. It's almost been like a little bit of a relief to share this with my audience. These are my struggles. I deal with this too. And I think it's helped me open that door a little bit to be a little more relatable, because sometimes on social media, it can look like things are just perfect and running a business is awesome and there are no bumps along the road. And, you know, it's like fine wine, like there's no problems. And I think that's been the biggest thing, is pulling that curtain back mm-hmm. and allowing people in a little bit more.
Yeah, it's so important. It's such an important piece of, you know, people buy from humans, right? And so when we're so busy with client-facing work, which is so important, obviously, if you didn't have clients and you didn't treat them well, you'd only, you know, you'd be out of business real fast. But it's important to set aside that time for people to get to know you as a human being, because people buy from humans. They don't buy from brands unless you're Nike. You know, if you don't have a swoosh, then you probably need to have a personality. And so it's important that we take that time, we set that time aside. I love that you said batching, because obviously that's like, I feel like everything in my life is batching. You know, like even with personal stuff, I'll say, okay, well, I have this 2 hours set aside in my week to do doctor's appointments and, you know, book blood work or to whatever it is, you know, fill out paperwork for the kids' school, or because I just can't, my brain can't function in a million tabs open at one time. That could be age. I don't really know, but it doesn't work well when I have all the tabs open. So, you know, it's important to batch for all different kinds of things. Hey, we're batching this podcast, right? So I batch episodes of the podcast, and I'm sure you do too. So, Christina, this is great. I mean, I think it's really refreshing to listen to you speak about how passionate you are about connecting others, whether that's wedding pros with engaged couples or engaged couples, you know, with education, or wedding pros with other wedding pros that can help them build their business. I think it's clear that your heart is in community and building community and really just helping to connect others. I know that one of the things you talked about, you're slowly turning things on, is your free Facebook group. So can you tell us a little bit about how people can connect with the free Facebook group?
Absolutely. And I can give some tips along the way with this.
Yes, please.
When you're nurturing a Facebook group, or you're nurturing your audience, your followers, you've got to have a plan and you have to be consistent. No new words there. No new tips with that.
Yep.
It's always quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that it is a trusted resource for people, for wedding professionals or engaged couples. For those that out there that are listening, you know, if that's something you've been on the fence about, you know, should you have a Facebook group? Do you not? Do you just do your page? One of the things that I share with people a lot of times is make sure you're prepared to have that group, because you don't want to ghost it. You don't want to be very active 1 week and then silent for 3. People could be making decisions about continuing on with you, whether that's follow you, whether that's get something else that's free, whether that's going into a paid program, whether that's becoming part of another community. They could be making their decision based on how you've interacted with them, what your customer service is, just like getting back with people on messages on the different social media platforms. So a lot of times there are decisions made, especially in the wedding industry, before you're able to maybe have a conversation with that person. And that is why we did not just take and turn the button on. So we wanted to make sure we had a clear, precise strategy, the person in place that is going to be the community manager of that. And we wanted it to be a stepping stone into becoming part of our actual platform.
It's so important. Where can people go to jump in?
So they can go to our Facebook page, The Ring, The Bling, and All the Things, and get to our Facebook group and just join that group.
Okay.
And you can interact. You can always message us or DM us, of course. But from there, you can go over to our platform and actually become part of that community, which will have so much more and does have so much more than the Facebook group.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is so good. I can't wait for the Facebook group. It's going to be so good. I'll be in there for sure, you guys. So come on over, join us in the Facebook group. And Christina, thank you so much for being here.
I really appreciate you having me on. This is so much fun, and I love everything that you do and the impact and information that you share with business owners. It is very valuable and it's greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much. I have a lot of fun with it as well. As you know, it's been a good time. So thank you, Christina.
Hey,
Hey there, wedding pro. Are you feeling overwhelmed, burned out, and wondering how you will ever pay yourself an actual salary from this business you're building? I get it. I'm a wedding pro just like you. I sat in this season of overwhelm and no pay for way too long. Now I own one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida, while doing less than 5 weddings myself each year. And yeah, I pay myself a full-time salary too. And I'm not alone. Hundreds of other wedding pros just like you have gone from overwhelmed pro to confident CEO by using the proven strategies I teach inside the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator.
I tell Brandy all the time how grateful I am for her. Before joining with her, I thought I was successful, and I was successful, but I was working 24/7, barely making a profit. Now, over a year later, working with her, it's just been life-changing. We have our Monday calls. I voice text with other wedding planners all over the nation, and it's helpful just to have someone that's done what we're trying to do. And that is what the CEO Accelerator Group has helped and taught me to do.
Inside the Accelerator, you get lifetime access to the 6 step-by-step modules that walk you through the pillars of a profitable wedding business.
The financial services spreadsheet that Brandy gives you as a part of the Accelerator is worth the price of the Accelerator alone. If you need clarity on finances, your budget, if you can hire, if you can even pay the people that you have hired, go get the Accelerator, because that spreadsheet gave me the knowledge and power to make the decisions to continue hiring and growing my team in the way that I want to.
But what good is all of this knowledge without accountability, community, and of course, a place to ask your most burning question? When you join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, you also get 6 months inside our live coaching membership.
It literally has changed the way I do business. It has changed the way I view things. It has changed the way that I manage things. It is totally amazing to be able to sit with CEOs that have been through what I've been through, have been through the trenches, and can give me the insight as to how they got through it. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm the only person on the planet who feels this way. No, there's tons of other CEOs that feel the same way I do, and we can talk about it, think through it, and we can learn. It is absolutely amazing, and if you're thinking about it, you should do it.
The Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator is the best of a course, a membership, and a group coaching community all in one.
The group has been so supportive and has really kept me sane through the busiest season I've ever seen in my career. For that, I'm really thankful. Looking forward to the next year and all the things I have to learn to grow and scale my business, and super excited for the next steps.
Here's the thing. You can absolutely listen to this show every single week to get nuggets that will help you scale your business. And over the course of a few years of piecing together all of that free information, you could very likely grow a successful wedding business. Or you can join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator today to get the proven step-by-step roadmap you need to ditch the overwhelm, build maximum profit, and step into your role as confident CEO, all in just 6 short months.
In 2021, we did $220,000 in revenue, which I was so excited about at the time. In 2022, where we sit now, our revenue came in around $560,000. Honestly, I attribute so much of that to really being able to grow. I actually no longer take on weddings myself. I'm really able to focus and be the CEO of my company. And that's come with a lot of guidance from the Accelerator Group, all of the other incredible CEOs in that program, bouncing ideas off of each other, asking for the help, and hearing from other people and what's worked and what hasn't.
Just click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, and let's build your profitable wedding business together.